The hour of recess has expired. The Senate is now in order. A lack of quorum has been noticed. Sergeant of Arms, would you please summons a quorum? A quorum has been established. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from, pardon me, first things first, would you ask the Secretary of the Senate if there are messages from the House?
There are messages from the House.
Would you please have those read?
Madam Secretary, please read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2, and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2. Also, the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 3, and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 3. Also, the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 145, an act relating to political subdivisions, with House Amendments 1, 2, and 3, House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 4, House Amendment 4 as amended, House Amendments 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 11, House Amendment 11 as amended, House Amendments 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 20, House Amendment 20 as amended, House Amendments 21, 22, 23, House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 24, House Amendment 24 as amended, House Amendments 25, 26, House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 27, House Amendment 27 as amended, House Amendment 28 and 29, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 4, and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 4. Also, the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 5, and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 5. Also, the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 6, and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 6. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you now recognize the Senator from Boone for a privilege motion?
Senator from Boone?
Thank you, Mr. President.
You are recognized for a privilege motion.
I move that the Conference Committee Report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Conference Committee Report be adopted.
Senator from Boone moves that the Conference Committee Report be adopted. Senator, would you care to explain that report?
This is House Bill 2. This is K through 12. And with a compromise position, we ended up at $10 million additional for transportation for K through 12.
Senator from Boone moves the adoption of the Conference Committee Report. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close on that motion.
The Senator from Boone moves the adoption of the Conference Committee Report. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Green. Senator from the 7th. Senator from the 8th. Senator from Clay. You are not. Was that a no or a yes? Yes. Senator from the 8th. Aye. Senator from Cape Girardeau. By your vote of 28 ayes, 3 noes, the Conference Committee Report is adopted. Senator from Boone.
President, I move the Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from the 1st, for what purpose do you rise?
Could I inquire of the Senator from Cape?
Senator from Cape Girardeau, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. I know it's not appropriate ever to ask a senator how he's going to vote, you know, on a bill that's in front of the body.
You
but
can
how
ask
about
me,
how about a bill that as we just voted on, and you
fine.
Just vote. Yeah, I,
right.
I just voted yes on that last one. You voted
on two.
On two. You voted.
You voted to adopt the Conference Committee Report. Now the third read motion is coming forward. So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I voted no.
You voted no.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna vote yes on this
okay.
Again. But
fair enough.
Then after
I'm gonna vote no.
And that would be consistent with yeah.
Yes.
But then after that, I'm gonna vote no on the rest of the bills.
Okay.
Okay.
And I am too.
You did too.
On the
yeah.
adoption of the conference.
And I just wanted to talk to you a little bit, maybe about why you know I'm voting against them. Be curious and interested in why you're going to be voting against them.
Sure.
And we've talked about this a little bit, you know, through the process. But we actually have a budget here that has been balanced with monies that have either come from the federal government, right, $400 million of stimulus funds,
right,
and about $155 million of various withholds that the governor has done in this year's fiscal year budget.
He's lapsing $155 million, actually.
$155 million.
And then you discovered a couple of weeks ago an additional tens of millions of dollars of an additional lapse on top of that.
Yeah, it was just when we were doing the
the
supplementals,
capital bills the other day.
And it was the first we had heard of it.
Right.
Actually, even the appropriations chair said it was the first that he had heard of it.
Well,
that the intention of the governor was to actually withhold $55 million of the $70 million that we've appropriated for fixing up our crumbling buildings across the state.
And I don't know if that's for a cash flow purpose. I mean, one of the things that the senators need to understand is by May 15th, I don't know if it's tens of millions or if it's over $100 million now that the governor has borrowed from the rainy day fund has to be paid back. So from cash flow purposes, I don't know if he's going to, if that's why he's withholding it and lapse. I don't understand. I mean, granted, the governor has a lot more levers in the appropriations process than we do in the General Assembly. We give an up to appropriated line, meaning, governor, you can spend up to this line, but no more, for a particular purpose. And until recently, working with the senator from Stoddard when he was the appropriations chair, a lot of people don't know this, but that didn't even matter because we left in there what are called wild card transfer provisions.
Right.
It took me 3 years to finally get rid of those things, but I do appreciate, I think the senator from Boone carried on the traditions of the senator from Stoddard to get rid of the wild card transfers, which were fund-to-fund transfers. I think the biggest enlightening part of that was that Governor Nixon used federal stimulus money to pay back the 09 tax returns because he didn't want to withhold from the budget, so he just used federal funds. If you'll remember, we had a huge debate within Senator Nodler when he was the appropriations chair of how much of these federal funds we were going to lap to a given year.
Right.
And then we found out that they had a side agreement that...
Would you agree then that it's certainly appropriate for a governor, based on how those estimated revenues are coming in throughout a given fiscal year, to be able to withhold for that purpose, because they're tracking, you know, right? Every day, every week, every month, they're tracking the revenues that are coming in, and it's the governor's responsibility to keep the budget that we have passed in balance, correct?
I agree with that.
What if you make withholds with the sole purpose of filling a future hole in a future budget?
That is where you need to veto. All right, the balance of powers in all of this is an administrative withhold is when a declaration that we are out of balance, that's what triggers that power constitutionally. What I disagree with where this governor has gone is he's in essence used the withhold power to be a veto without giving us the right as a check and balance to override that.
Right.
I do not think you can use granted, I haven't filed a lawsuit, and if I did, I may lose. But just my belief in the process of being here and seeing it work is that we do a withhold when we're out of balance, but we do not withhold to lapse money into next year's budget, which is what the governor did this fiscal year.
In essence, what's happening there is the governor is taking on more of the role as of the appropriator through that, correct?
I believe so, without giving us the ability to override basically a veto in a particular capacity.
Right.
Not that I would vote for that override, because I want to go down, so it's more of a separation of powers argument that I'm making checks and balances in government. I would, if the governor would have vetoed those items, because there is nothing in the Constitution, nothing in our statutes that we have to spend every dollar we project we're bringing in.
Right.
So I wouldn't have voted to override the governor on those withholds, But I still think they should have been treated like a veto, not a withhold, when that money is lapsing in and being used as a baseline for this budget. And my understanding, that was $155 million
right.
was in his budget
right.
books.
One more question, I'll let you go, Senator, because, again, you know, I know that my colleagues are tired of hearing me talk. So, and I don't intend to hold this up. I just wanted to get this out and
yeah.
then let the rest of the
right.
you know the budget bills go through. Let's talk a little bit about revenue coming in, because I think it's essential. You know, it's essential to, you know, when we're planning and, you know, and trying to be good stewards of what is the people's money. Our crack staff in appropriations told me this morning that I was asking them, how are we tracking, you know, what happened with this last month. I mean, I think that we're tracking about 3.6%
growth
over last year. But I think it's important to...
Which is good. That's the first time in
well, yeah.
3
I mean,
years.
We were down 10%
growth,
last
right,
year, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But I think the thing to understand is, even though we are having that growth, the projected revenue with 3.6 gets us to $7 billion. And you know our high mark was 3 years ago was $8
billion. Right.
Right?
Right.
So we're going to have some tremendous growth, you know, projected for this next year. You know, to be able to address this shortfall that you and I have been talking about,
right.
You know, all year
well,
long.
And I think coupled with that, Senator, and make no mistake, I mean, we talked about this in caucus, we've talked about this all session long. You know, it's fine. We don't want to address the fiscal crisis that's coming next year when all the federal money goes away and we don't have the growth to make up that hole. And it's debatable, is that a $200 million hole or a $755 million hole? The senator from Boone and I have talked about that on the floor. He wants more perfect information, which is a very legitimate position to take, and deal with that next year. But as I've tried to make clear on this floor and make clear to our caucus when we discuss about this, we're not going to fill that hole with tax increases. We're not going to fill that hole with bonding. We're not going to fill that hole with tapping the rainy day fund. We're not going to fill that hole with revenue enhancements. We're not going to fill that hole with loophole changes. You know, we're going to live within our means. I believe that it's a fiscal spending crisis that we're facing as a state, and a reprioritization of how we spend Mr. and Mrs. Missouri's taxpayer dollars, not that Mr. and Mrs. Missouri aren't paying enough in taxes.
Right.
And whether that's a tax of the internet, whether that's a tax on Netflix.
Senator from Green, we have certain rules about how you enter and leave fellow senators' desks. I encourage you to follow the rules. Senator from Cape, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Whether that's a tax on Netflix, because if you, you know, do movie purchases on Charter communication cable, you pay a tax on that, but Netflix you don't, because that one's over the internet and one's not over the internet. I mean, if we would put half the creativity that many of the politicians and administration are putting into to try to find ways in which to raise more revenue, as opposed to doing more with less, I think we would be a long way to moving forward. Plus, even in this looming fiscal position we're in, look how many new decision items we're adding, Senator.
Right.
We're adding a lot of new decision items that, I mean, what are we going to do when these people hire people for these decision items? You know, the vast majority of our state budget is personnel. It's no different than a private business. It's no different than anyone else, any other type of organization. Your largest cost driver, bar none, in most organizations, and the state is no different, is your personnel's costs. And we're adding new decision items that'll have new personnel, knowing fully well that we're going to have a hole in our budget next year.
Right.
That at this point, at least, I haven't really heard any changes.
Right.
Now, with this caveat, the work that the senator from Howell has done, the senator from the 15th, the senator from Nottoway, yourself, everyone that has put input in and worked together, and what this Senate as a body has done in the form of 116, is really important for next year, because that starts to realize some savings. Let me be clear. If we don't pass this this year,
right,
you can't pass it next year and get savings for next year.
Right.
These are things and debates that I've talked about for the better part of 4 years now, that if you want to make these changes, you've got to make them now to realize the bigger savings. I will tell you that the work we did in special session relative to pension reform, $38 million in savings, that's helping the senator from Boone craft his
right
budget here in the body. But we couldn't pass pension reforms this year and book the $38 million. We had to do it last year. So many of the savings in the way that we spend money here requires change legislation this year to put ourselves in a position to help either save money in lower expenses, whether it's the issuance of tax credits, or if you believe in the dynamic scoring of economic development modeling that's there, that'll bring more jobs into the state that way.
Right,
but so everyone understands, it's not like you can, oh, well, we're going to really pass tax credit reform next year and then be able to book any of those savings.
Right.
And in fact, if we would have done tax credit reform 3 years ago, the amount of savings that we would have for next year would be larger than even what is predicted as savings, you know, within 1/16.
So on that note, I mean, it's about facing, you know, the realities that are in front of us. And this might surprise the senator from Cole, but I'm going to compliment MoDOT. All right. The announcements that they've made in the last 2 days, what they're doing is they are facing reality. Okay. They're making decisions.
That, or they're trying to freak everyone out to support a tax increase.
Well, that'd be an interesting little ploy, you know. But you're making me suspect of whether I should compliment them or not.
No, I think the commissioners that are there are really looking at the future,
right,
and planning for it today. You know, when I was growing up, my mom used to tell me the fable of the ant and the grasshopper.
Right.
I think we're being grasshoppers here. I think MoDOT would be the ants.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah. You want to introduce him? No, you can't introduce him.
I never.
Mr. President.
Senator from the first. Senator from the first.
Could I inquire of the senator from wherever he's from?
Senator from Nottoway.
I was trying to think of one of those 16 counties.
Senator from Nottoway, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I knew that you would find it interesting, as a man that likes to absorb knowledge and then share it with the rest of us, to know there's a group of school kids sitting behind us from Laredo, Missouri, who got up early today to make the journey all the way to Jefferson City to watch the House and the Senate operate. And now, as they have the opportunity to watch the upper chamber function, they have the blessing of listening to you share your wisdom.
And where are they from, Senator?
Laredo, Missouri.
Laredo, Missouri.
North Missouri.
The great Northwest. That's God's
country. The great Northwest. It is God's country.
Right.
I just wanted to share that with you, because you being a guy that loves information.
I appreciate that.
And I want to share with them how lucky they are to have the opportunity to hear from you.
Well, I appreciate that, Senator. And I'm going to give them the opportunity, instead of us just blowing right through these bills and then thinking, what are they actually doing? How come they never, you know, talk about any of this? And they just, you know, they probably don't realize that we have actually voted on all these bills before, and they actually went to conference with a committee from the House and the Senate, okay, and then they were agreed upon, and now they're back for us to vote on again. So,
yeah, you know what else? They've actually seen a couple things happen here this morning, or actually here just in the last 30 minutes, that most folks don't get to see. Number one, they watched a senator get gaveled down for breaking a rule.
That's true.
They watched the senator who breaks the rules the most to gavel him down.
That's exactly right. The senator from Johnson is notorious for breaking Senate rules.
It's unbelievable. And now they have the opportunity of watching you, engage in, although short-lived, a filibuster.
Well, a short one. Not like the one the other night where,
no,
where,
the,
we,
I was
where
telling
we went
them,
14 hours.
I was telling them earlier about the 14 hours the other night, and I did not mention who, but our delightful friend, the senator from the first, was part of that.
Part of it, right.
Part of the four horsemen who, the four headless horsemen, who ultimately was kind enough to let us resolve the issue and go to bed last night. Wednesday night.
You didn't happen
we went
to
all read, night Thursday night,
Senator,
or all night Tuesday
you,
night.
You didn't happen to read that one press story that called it a fizzle buster, did you?
I did not.
No. I'm not going to read anything by that journalist anymore.
Senator, if you let your behavior be dictated by that table, you're going to have a long and painful career.
You think? You think
or
that,
a short and painful career.
The senator from Franklin said that I shouldn't let my blood pressure be affected by that.
Senator, you're not as young as you used to be.
That's true.
Rumor has it, you just turned
And I put on a little weight, too.
Rumor has it, you're turning the big 5-0, or have you already turned the big 5-0?
Oh, you're just trying to kill me, aren't you?
No, I'm just saying,
July.
July, okay. Well, I'll be the big 3-5 in July, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Senator, thank you.
Thank you for the inquiry. Thank you, Mr. President, for your
never-ending
commitment.
Senator from the first.
Speak on the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is no secret how I feel about this bill and those that follow. Mr. President, I voted on our constitutional responsibilities, House Bill 1, which is public debt, and House Bill 2, which the Constitution directs this body that we will appropriate at least 25% of those funds available. But for the balance of these bills, Mr. President, I will be voting no, because we are passing a budget that is not in balance, or if it is in balance, it's in balance through what I believe are funds that we shouldn't be counting on. We aren't addressing the structural hole in our state budget. We're kicking the can down the road on the hope that our economy is going to rebound, and we will be able to fix that hole by growth in revenues, Mr. President. I think that that is a very dangerous thing to do. I think the right thing to do by the taxpayers in this state would be able for us to be able to look at those shortfalls and make a reasoned decision on whether we want to, make a little bit of a deal with it in this fiscal year. Maybe not the whole amount. Maybe we'd have to come up with a compromise position, Mr. President. But as you look through these bills, what you'll see is, in many cases, except in a very few, like higher education, the bill that we'll be going to next, where they took a pretty hefty cut on top of a cut that they took last year, that across this budget, we have actual departments that are getting increases. Getting increases in this fiscal environment, I think that's not responsible. And it is our calling, it is our requirement to be fiscal stewards of the people's money. And I really believe that we've failed in that regard, Mr. President. And again, as we look to next year, we're going to have to make some very, very difficult decisions. I don't envy the job that the senator from Boone will have. I think the senator from Cape mapped out very clearly that we will not be able to fill that gap by raising taxes on the people of Missouri. We're going to have to make some very difficult decisions in setting the priorities of the people. And again, I'm very disappointed that we have chosen as a body to kick the can down the road to next year. I am confident that as a nation in crisis, in a fiscal crisis, the federal government will no longer be there to bail out the states. And we're going to have to take ownership and responsibility in appropriating the people's money in a more accountable fashion. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
I'd like to inquire of the senator from the first.
Senator from the first, do you yield?
I do.
He does, proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I've been listening to what you've been saying, and you know that I'm also kind of disenchanted with the budget process and what's going on here. And I asked for a summary. You know, this handout that we received, that it goes by all the bills, but it doesn't have the total summary, and so I asked for the total summary. And the final number that we're in this conference total is of GR is $7,897,542,129, which turns out to be $938,295 under the House position. So there was the House position here. The House cut $12.5 million of GR from under the budget, the governor's recommendation.
Okay.
And so they cut $12.5 million. The Senate, I voted for several of the Senate bills. The Senate cut $23 million out from under there. So $12 million, $23 million. The final number was $938,000 under the House position, and it was $6,398,000 above the Senate position. So sort of $1 million down, $6 million up from the Senate position. I just thought you'd like to know that.
So what you're saying, Senator, is that in the process of the conference, that was the
final
compromise?
Number. Right. The compromise was 1/7 of the way from the House position to the Senate position.
Okay.
In other words, we're 6 million over the Senate position. We're spending 6 million more than. I also found out, as we went through the process, I had asked for several little changes, and one of them was taken. But I lost it in conference. It was that $200,000 for that nursing home study. They took the House position.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know. It's just one of those things that happens, You do the best you can.
Right.
Anyway.
Senator, I think the most interesting thing about those two numbers is that whether it was the Senate's position or the House's position, is that they were so similar to the governor's recs.
Yeah, I know.
There may have been a number of differences, and I'm sure the senator from Boone could tell us, but I'm talking about just the gross numbers. And they are gross numbers, by the way.
Well,
I just mean the idea that the General Assembly pretty much thinks that the governor's right, in his recommendation, that this is about what we should be spending on the people's behalf in the state of Missouri. And, that's kind of an interesting thing.
Well,
that a Democrat governor and a Republican-controlled General Assembly, are able to get along so well, as far as, how much money should we be spending on behalf of the people.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I did a little looking back just to make sure, that I remembered exactly which bills that I had voted for. I had voted for 6 of the bills and against 7 of the bills, actually. And so I think that at this time I'm going to join you, because I'm just disenchanted at this time. And so I'm going to join you. I'm going to vote for the number 2, and as you are, I'm going to vote against the other bills. And you had a lot to do with convincing me with your previous speech. So I thought you'd appreciate knowing that.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from Worth, for what purpose do you rise?
Just to speak on the bill, Mr. President.
Proceed.
Mr. President, I'm a person that actually enjoys listening to the senator from the first. I just want the record to show that after a short inquiry with me, I broke one of the 4 housemen. He fell, he caved, he sat down, and now we're going to vote on the bill. Thank you, Mr. President. Just wanted to be on the record.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator from Boone, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone moves that House Bill number 2 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill and call the roll?
Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the State Board of Education and the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education et al. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from Franklin. By your vote of 29 aye, 4 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tallying and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone, you're recognized for a privileged motion.
I have a privileged motion. I move that the conference committee report on Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 3 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that the conference committee report be adopted.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone moves the adoption of the conference committee report. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 7th. Senator from the 7th. Senator from the 1st. Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from Lawrence. Aye. By your vote of 28 aye, 5 no, the conference committee report is adopted. Senator from Boone.
The conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 3 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Boone moves that House Bill number 3 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 3, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the Department of Higher Education et al. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the first? No. By your vote of 28 aye, 5 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone, you're recognized for privileged motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I move that the conference committee report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 4 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that the conference committee report be adopted.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. I'm looking at your handout of the titled The Major Operating Budget Changes for Fiscal Year 2012, that publication that you handed to us. And on four, it says increased funding for to administer tax amnesty of $1.3 million. We have to spend more money to save money?
Well, I think that's implementation of the computer system and some other things that they needed. It's not the cost of that. It's it's netted out of what goes into the revenue that comes in from to the tax amnesty proposal. But that is what revenue says they need to be able to implement that.
Okay.
There's increased phone calls coming in, letters going out, the things that they say it's going to take to administer those additional responsibilities.
Okay. And while Dan's there, in the past we've done this twice. I just don't remember these types of decision items during the Holden administration that they said they needed. I assume this is extra FTE. So I just don't ever recall the Holden administration during the time when we did the tax amnesty program twice that they needed extra FTE. I mean, are we confident that this isn't just some backdoor way for revenue to get more revenue people and call it the tax amnesty day?
Well, the committee, this was added by the House, and we did get a presentation from revenue that this is what it was going to take to be able to implement it.
You did in the Senate committee?
They came and addressed the committee.
And at that time, revenue said we will need more FTE?
Yeah, but keep in mind, this is for this year. We'll cut that out once amnesty's over.
Well, I hope. I mean, the problem with a lot of this stuff is, you know, and I assume Dan and everyone else will follow all of this, but, you know, once we usually dump an FTE into the core, then it's, like, forgotten that we did it for a limited purpose or for a limited duration, and, you know, I just, you know, flag it and Dan and the appropriators, because I don't ever recall, and I don't want to say I have perfect information from this, that we ever added FTE during the Holden administration when this came about.
I wasn't here at that time, so I can answer
right.
But we will track that. And
okay, you know. And when you say that the tax amnesty is still a net positive to the state, what did the conference determine the scoring was going to be for the tax amnesty to pass?
GR, about 50 million in GR.
Okay, so the Senate position was it was going to be 20 million.
Right, because our initial position was based on the governor's version of tax amnesty.
Okay.
House then took tax amnesty, they added things onto it, and based on what they added onto it for additional revenue coming in, they raised up their GR number to about 50. So, I mean, during our process, we actually kept the $20 million number.
Right. In the version that I understand that passed in 116 was the Senate version of the tax amnesty.
No, it's the House.
It's the House version.
It's the same version that passed in 116 as passed the House as well.
Okay. So we're now comfortable that tax amnesty is going to bring us $50 million in GR.
That's the fiscal note on it. Yeah.
Okay.
We hope it passes.
Well, I mean,
it has passed both bodies, just not in the same bill, but passed in the same form.
Right. My only point is, if that doesn't pass 116, and there's a lot of other cost savers in 116, that's going to make next year's hole even bigger.
I agree. I mean, I absolutely agree on that. And
okay.
I would hope that they would pass 116 for the $120 million in savings just for next year alone in 116.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from St. Francois, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Briefly inquire the senator of Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
While you're checking on this amnesty stuff, could you check and see where my tax return is?
Hopefully the Department of Revenue is listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the Senator from Boone's motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I renew my motion.
The Senator from Boone renews his motion that we adopt the conference committee report. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt,
aye.
Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Franklin. Senator from Franklin. We need to get your vote. A nay. Senator from the 8th votes no. By your vote of 27 ayes, 6 no, you have adopted the conference committee report. Senator from Boone.
Move that the conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 4 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
The Senator from Boone renews his motion that we third read and finally pass House committee. Conference committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 4. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 4. An act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the Department of Revenue et al. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt,
aye.
Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Sir from the 8th votes no. By your vote of 27 aye, 5 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone is recognized for a privileged motion.
Thank you, Mr. President, I move that the conference committee report on Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 5 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. All those depending on that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the conference committee report be adopted.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I close on that motion.
The Senator from Boone moves for the adoption of the Conference Committee Report on House Bill 5. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgeway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Stouffer, Lawson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Cape? No. Senator from the 8th votes no. By your vote of 27 ayes, 6 no, the conference committee report is adopted. Senator from Boone.
Move that the conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 5 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Clay County, for what reason do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I just want to thank you for your help on something that we worked on together with regard to the Office of Administration, because as you know, I had fully intended to take a run at their budget, and I will probably have a similar conversation with you with regard to Department of Natural Resources. But first of all, I want to thank you, and I want the body to be made aware that as I continue my personal jihad with regard to purchasing in the state of Missouri, I want the body to be aware that in case we see this again, because we believe, you and I working together, that we've got an answer to this, but that the Department of Natural Resources has continued to work through OA to have a contract enumerating as the gold standard out-of-state manufactured goods on parks and recreation equipment when we have at least two manufacturers here in the state of Missouri that don't ask for tax credits, any tax relief, no quality jobs, nothing. They just provide a good product at a good price, and they just want to provide jobs. And DNR and OA, through Jim Molesky over here in the Truman Building, can't seem to manage to at least list our manufacturers as the prototype and where everybody else needs to come up to. But wouldn't you agree that we think maybe we finally cracked the code on some of this?
We do, Senator. I've heard you, this is my third year. I've heard you talk about this now for 3 years.
Aren't you getting sick of it?
No, but I think we need a resolution on that, because what you're trying to do is protect Missouri employers and have the state purchase a high-quality made-in-Missouri product at actually a lower price,
yes.
Which isn't happening. And so I think we do have that resolved, but I will be very anxious to see if that is not resolved.
Well, I'm just going to flat name names from this point. At this point, up to now, I've tried to be very nice and everything, but I have tried since 2005, when I was first elected, to work across the street in the Truman Building with Jim Molesky and his gang over there. They've put me off and put me off and put me off, and I'm sick of it, and I'm really happy that Linda Lubring was willing to come to the table and do something about it, because we've got Miracle down in the senator from Lawrence's district, and we've got Diversified Metal Fabricators up in my district. They make an excellent product that is purchased all over the United States from California to Maine, and somehow or the other, we can't manage to get those products in our state parks, even though they're GSA contractors. It is a shame, and then to take it a step further, that then we found out, and you and I in our investigation, that they decided to skirt our manufacturers again, once again providing real jobs for real Missourians, that by working with prison industries not to get a product that they already made, but for heaven's sakes, to develop a prototype that they didn't even make to compete against our Missouri employers. And I think that's deplorable. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. And, you know, we've got resources at prison industries who are much better suited to filling those voids that otherwise can't be filled. But when you've got a product already available like that that's at a lesser cost, you know, the state needs to be saving the taxpayers' money and buying that product from Missouri businesses at a lower cost.
That's right, because what you saw the invoices where that we were selling the same or similar better product to the state of Arkansas, Iowa, and to the city of St. Louis for less than what our state parks were purchasing on a contract, an overinflated contract. And once again, it starts right over there in the Truman Building with Jim Molesky. I'm calling him out on it. I'm going after him every which way that I can. Though they need to make good the hundreds of thousands of dollars that they've let flee this state courtesy of bad bidding practices, and I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but I'll spend the rest of my days here trying to figure it out. And since I've also got the Ford Clay Coma plant in my district, if OA starts working with Prison Industries to develop a Ford hybrid vehicle, I'm really going to be upset, as well as a senator from Cole. So, Senator, thank you for your help on this.
Thank you. I'm glad I could work with you on that, Senator.
We're still working on it, and I want to continue down that path. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from Cape Girardeau, for what reason do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. I'm again on the major operating budget changes for fiscal year 2012. House Bill 5, Office of Administration. The third item down there, we have additional staff, two FTE for Ethics Commission to handle current office workload needs. My understanding is that was for the ethics bill that passed?
No, actually, these two were not for that. They had an additional five that they wanted for that. We did not give them that. Well, these are ones they've been ongoing asked for. A lot of it has to do with legal, because they do use some outside counsel, and it's the ability for them to handle the caseload they already have.
So we're hiring new people for the Ethics Commission?
That is correct.
If this goes through?
Yes.
Okay.
But again, those are not the five that they wanted in response to the bill we passed last year for the increased reporting requirements.
Well, you know, I mean, I mean, MoDOT's firing 1,200, or at least they're making that announcement, and we're hiring two new. I mean,
in this budget, yes, that's correct.
I mean, are you going to fire them next year?
Well, I think everything's on the table for next year.
Okay. Well, this is another one that, you know, is a new line item when we're looking at between a $200 and a $755 million hole in the budget. We're hiring personnel today, and then I guarantee you next year there will be people advocating for tax increases because they say it's a revenue problem, not a spending problem. Here yet again is a spending problem, not a revenue problem. So,
yeah, and these two were in the House budget.
Well, so the House has got a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, I understand that. I just wanted to clarify that.
You know, I mean, All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Senator.
Does any other senators desire to be heard? The senator from Jefferson County, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Boone.
The senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I missed this on House Bill 4. I hope you don't mind if we can just go back to that real quick.
On House Bill 4?
House Bill 4. Did we already do that?
We're done. We have passed.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yes. I missed that opportunity, but I still wanted to ask you something real quick, if you wouldn't mind.
What was your question?
I got a call from my county assessor this morning, and he talked about the house position for the per parcel reimbursement was at $4. We took that down to $3.41.
Yes, $3.41. It was not quite at four. It was right below four.
What was the rationale for that?
You know,
I didn't know.
We had money in there for the assessors when really that was a more important part of the formula, when we had a requirement that those assessments were relevant. They're really not now, yet we continue to subsidize the assessors. So there's a real question of whether or not that's necessary at all. We've taken that down a little bit. Everything we've looked at on that dollar amount, that's a pretty minimal decrease.
Did that even come up in the conference?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Boone, you recognize close.
I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 5 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 5, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the Office of Administration et al. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt.
Aye.
Stouffer. Lawson. Wright Jones.
By your vote of 26 aye, 6 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone, you're recognized for another privileged motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Conference Committee report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 6 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. The conference report is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Conference Committee report be adopted.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cape, for what reason do you seek recognition?
To inquire the Senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. And just like the Senator from Jefferson, I meant to ask you this, the last one on five, but on your sheet it says another $100,000 of additional funds for the second Capitol Commission for a study of the needs of the Capitol.
That is true. The House took a reduction in exchange for that.
$100,000 to study the needs of the state capitol?
I'll study it for 90.
That is correct.
Senator from St. Francis said he'll study it for 90. 75. Senator from Franklin says 75. Did I hear 50? Senator from the first says 50. I mean, what is this?
Well, they took a reduction. They wanted that, but they took a reduction in their budget based on that, so we gave it to them.
What do they want? I mean, I can tell you right now, we're not ADA compliant. I don't understand. Do they have any kind of rationale? Or is it somebody that, I mean, is this an outside agency that they're contracting? Is it a state employee? I mean, how?
You know, their rationale was they're trying to draw attention to the needs of the building and repairs needed on the building.
By spending $100,000, yeah, is it going to be a veterans favoritism study?
I have no idea.
How about the senator from the fourth had a great idea. How about we have a scratch-off lottery ticket to study the needs of the state capitol? And the senator from St. Francis says he wants to call it the Who Won. The Who Won bait sale. All right.
We do have two senators that will be appointed to that commission to oversee that.
Well, are they going to study it from Hawaii? $100,000? The senator from Nottoway says he's in. All right. In all candidness, we're going to get in here quite candidly, and we're going to start reducing the director's pay of different departments. We eliminated the governor's chef, and we're putting $100,000 in to study the needs of the Capitol. I know this isn't you, and I'm not trying to be upset with you. I know that every budget is a compromise, but I mean, if we're going to do this stuff next year, I mean, I don't know how we're ever going to get to a balanced budget. And I'm just trying to once again make the point, this is a spending problem, not a revenue problem. We should not go back to Mr. and Mrs. Missouri taxpayer and say, you know what? We need $100,000 to study the needs of the state capitol. So we want to raise your taxes. And that's my only point that I'm trying to make. So when you're sitting down negotiating with the House next year, that's going to be exponentially more difficult than it was this year. I mean, this is just silliness, in my opinion. It's just silly. That's my only point. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from St. Francis.
Briefly inquire the senator from Cape.
Senator from Cape, do you yield the inquiry from your neighbor?
I yield.
He does.
You know, Senator, I got visited by one of the governor's staff about the chef being cut. So he's available for the study of the Capitol.
You know,
I thought it was interesting. They visited me about the committee for redistricting of the state house and the senate and didn't take one of my recommendations. Yeah. Came and didn't visit me about the override and the veto, but came visited me about the chef.
Right.
This was in the last budget, the last bill. Did you want to back up and vote no again?
I wanted to back up.
You want to back up and
I wanted
vote
to
no.
back up and
no
vote no.
Vote no, no.
I want to vote no, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
No, okay. No, no, no. But, Senator, I hear you, and I
understand,
and
there was
that.
One you were pointing out earlier that we're going to build an Amtrak.
Well, there's another one, you know, and I assume this is the budget chair over there. You know, $2 million for funding to reallocate a maintenance facility in the Kansas City area.
It sounds very similar to a shelter at Missouri Southern. Also as an athletic facility.
And
I'm happy that these guys sat through all these appropriations and I didn't have to, but you make some very valid points.
Yeah,
thank you for inquiring.
That's my only point. Thank you. Holy Toledo.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Boone, you recognize close.
I renew my motion and close.
The senator from Boone renews his motion that the conference committee report be adopted. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt,
aye.
Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 8th votes no. Senator from Cape, we need your vote again. Quietly votes no. Senator from the 7th district. Votes no. By your vote of 26 ayes, 7 no, the conference committee report is adopted. Senator from Boone.
The conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 6. Be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized close.
I close.
The Senator from Boone moves that conference committee report for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 6 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 6, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the Department of Agriculture et al. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Cape. Senator from Cape, we need your vote. Votes no. By your vote of 27 aye, 5 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Let the journal, hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd is up on his feet. For what reason do you seek recognition?
Photographers from the Daily Star Journal have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today.
Fantastic.
What?
Senator from
Senator
from Junior Senator from St. Charles, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Would you ask the Secretary of the Senate if we have messages from the House?
Secretary, we have messages.
Please have her read those.
Secretary, read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 7 as amended, and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 7. Also, the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 8, and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 8. Also, the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 9, and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 9. Also, the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 10, and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 10. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Kremlis, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 23rd.
Would you recognize the Senator from Boone on a privileged motion?
Senator from Boone, you're recognized for a privileged motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Conference Committee Report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 7 as amended be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator
Thank you,
from
Mr.
Boone.
President. I move that the Conference Committee Report be adopted.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone that we adopt the Conference Committee Report. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized closed.
I close on that motion.
The Senator from Boone renews his motion. The Conference Committee Report be adopted. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle-Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from St. Francis votes aye. Senator from Cape votes no. By your vote of 27 aye, 5 no, the Conference Committee Report is adopted. Senator from Boone.
That the Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 7 is amended, be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized closed.
I close.
The Senator from Boone renews his motion that Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 7 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 7, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the Department of Economic Development et al. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle-Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 11th. Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from Atchison. By your vote of 28 aye, 5 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone, you're recognized for a privileged motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the conference committee report on Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 8 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for that the conference committee report be adopted.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close on that motion.
The Senator from Boone moves that the conference committee report be adopted. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones,
Senator from Worth. Senator from Cape. Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from Cape Girardeau. That would not be acceptable. Senator from Howe. By your vote of 28 aye, 5 no, the conference committee report is adopted. Senator from Boone. Senator, can you make sure your microphone is working?
There Proceed. We go. Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 8 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Boone moves that House Bill number 8 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 8, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the Department of Public Safety et al. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from St. Francis. By your vote of 28 aye, 5 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the perfecting and titling motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone, you're recognized for a privileged motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the conference committee report for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 9 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the conference committee report be adopted.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close on that motion.
The Senator from Boone moves that House Bill 9, the conference committee report for House Bill 9 be adopted. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keveney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Cape Girardeau. By your vote of 28 aye, 4 no, the bill or the report is adopted. Senator from Boone.
I move that the conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 9 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard of that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Boone moves that House Bill number 9 be third read a final time and passed. Those of the opinion shall vote aye. Those in opposition vote no. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 9, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the Department of Corrections et al. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keveney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
By your vote of 28 aye, 4 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone, you're recognized for a privileged motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the conference committee report for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 10 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that the conference committee report be adopted.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the first, what purpose do you rise? Senator, who did you say?
What bill is it? The senator from Cape.
Senator from Cape, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, we were just discussing a bill that we've already voted on, but I want to go back because we just...
That's House Bill 7 and
House
insurance.
House Bill 7.
Insurance.
The insurance bill.
Yeah.
And you were bringing to my attention that... That's some money was put, back into that, in conference that we took out through the process here in the Senate. And it was the money, which are grants that came from the federal government to set up exchanges, the exchange for Obamacare.
Yeah, to implement Obamacare.
To implement Obamacare.
Well, specifically the individual mandate.
Right. Okay, so...
So there's 1 million, it says here, there's 1 million to determine if Missouri should run its own health exchange. There's 1 million to develop and implement a system to review insurance rates, and 675,000 to add additional resources to the department's consumer assistance program. Now, I've talked with the senator from Christian. And I think the senator from Christian is well aware that exchange bill I have severe problems with. I visited with you, the senator from the 7th. That bill's not passing.
Right.
And now we're giving the Department of Insurance all of this money to basically implement Obamacare in the state of Missouri.
Right.
And that was in 7. And I was discussing with other people, and we're clipping through these budget bills pretty quick. Of course,
right.
These are conference reports. They're non-amendable where we're at on any of this. But my concerns and why we took it out on the Senate side is now what is the department going to do with this money? And what is the oversight? I mean, they could do whatever with this $2.4 million, basically.
$1 million, okay.
Yeah.
And I guess the position of the Senate was 71% of Missourians voted for Prop C.
Yeah,
they didn't want to have anything to do with
an individualized mandate. And make no mistake about it, the exchange is created to implement the individual mandate. That's what it is. It's a clearinghouse for all insurance that if you want to do it, you got to go through them, and that's where you go to get your insurance. It's no longer a free market. You no longer have the right to be able to say no. And as you look at and as you hear about the implementation of Obamacare, if you're a union or you're a connected Democratic constituency, you get a waiver from it. Kathleen Sebelius is given waivers. And if you're Walmart and McDonald's, if you're big enough. But by and large, it's unions that have been getting all the waivers from Obamacare and the individual mandates to plans that are there, as well as McDonald's. Those are the big ones that are reported. You know, Joe that owns Cape Bicycle in Cape Girardeau, he ain't getting a waiver from Kathleen Sebelius.
Right.
The senator from Cole says he's not getting a waiver from Obamacare either. It troubles me greatly. It troubles me greatly that now we're going to give this authority to the Department of Insurance, and it's probably going to make my mind up not only this year but next year that I will do everything fair and unfair within my individual power as a senator to kill the implementing language associated with those exchanges. So even though I've talked to insurance companies about this year and in my positions, I've been softer in my position relative to where we are when we get to the harder deadline of the exchanges in 2013. You know, I think I've hardened back up in my overall opposition to any exchanges being formed, particularly now that the Department of Insurance is going to be given these funding methodologies and what happens with them. So it's a great concern. I hope the governor vetoes it, and I hope that he wants to come back and work with us in a concerted effort overall on this particular issue. But if he doesn't veto this money, I don't see how we're ever going to get an exchange passed.
Right.
Whatever limited abilities that I have.
Well, it would be interesting for us to inquire of the department too on what their plans are. You know, as far as you know, how they're going to spend that money.
It will be.
Yeah. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Senator from the first.
Could I inquire the senator from Boone?
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I would imagine you just heard the conversation between myself and the senator from Cape. What went on in the discussions in the conference committee? Was the Senate's position to take this money out?
We did. We took it out initially, and we had the concerns about how this is going to look. The issue is, obviously, we can't legislate how they implement that in the budget. So, obviously, if you or anyone else has potential legislation on how that goes, that's obviously fine. The issue in the budget is there is a very high probability. Well, it will go this way. By 2014, if we don't accept this federal money, and this is really what led our discussion to ultimately go with the House position.
What
if we don't take that money, then either we have to use general revenue to implement the exchange, or that under the federal law, the federal government comes in, and the federal government sets up and administers the Missouri exchange, and we have no input. You know, then we don't get to draft legislation here and say how it goes and what the Department of Insurance does. They do it, and it will be implemented for the state of Missouri, and we in this building will have no control over it. So it's either that, or we pay for it with general revenue and do it ourselves, or we take the federal money that's in here that has no general revenue and use that. Those are the three options, and we went with the option of not using general revenue.
Was this one of the amendments that you offered yourself to take out on the floor?
It is, because I have the same concern. But when the concern comes down to scarce general revenue or the federal government implementing this exchange for us, I think the least worst option is taking the federal money and using it to implement this portion of the project.
Well, and what's the plan? What are they going to do with this money?
Well, they use it to develop the exchange. And as I said...
How do they do that without legislation?
Don't know.
Yeah. The direction...
Well, Senator, do you have legislation for how they're going to do that?
This, I'm sorry?
Do you have legislation for how they're going to implement that?
No,
because we can't legislate.
I'm saying they're not going to have a piece of legislation to implement it. That's what I'm saying. And it was the will of the Senate for our position to be that we were not going to take that money.
It was our decision under my amendment to take it out because I share the concerns of the Senator from Cape. But ultimately, in discussions with the House, we went with the House positions for the reasons I just explained.
Yeah. You can't give us a blow-by-blow about the discussion, can you, as far as how that went? No. Okay. All right, that's pretty disappointing, Senator. You know, it's my understanding on a number of things that were Senate positions that it sure looks like we caved in a lot of different areas, and this is certainly one of them. So,
no, it's actually a few more. If you actually count them up, we got actually a few more Senate positions than they did have.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion. Senator from Atchison, for what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the Senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does.
Senator, here's a thought that you can just file away. If that happens, if the insurance exchange legislation does not get done this year, what we could do either under your signature or a group of us is send a letter to the governor and asking him to veto those lines and committing that there will not be an override. That way you don't have to worry about that money being out there and something happening. And then if we can get it worked out next year, we'll cross that bridge at that point. But that way no one has to worry about something not happening that the Senate as a whole took a pretty strong stand against.
That
just food for thought. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator from Boone, you're recognized to close.
Close.
The Senator from Boone is recognized to close on the adoption of the conference committee report. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from St. Francis. Senator from the 14th. Senator from the 11th. By your vote of 27 aye, 5 noes, the conference committee report is adopted. Senator from Boone. Senator, yes, go ahead, proceed.
There you go. I move that the conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 10 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard of that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
I close.
Senator from Boone moves that House Bill number 10 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 10, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the Department of Mental Health et al. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt,
aye.
Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Cape votes no. By your vote of 28 aye, 4 no, the bill's received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. The senator from the 23rd District in St. Charles County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you ask the Secretary of the Senate if there are messages from the House? And if there are, would you please have those read?
Are there messages? There are. Please read them.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 11, and and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 11. Also, the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 12 and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 12. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumlish, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the Senator from Boone for a privilege motion?
Senator from Boone, you're recognized for a privilege motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Conference Committee Report for the Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 11 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Conference Committee Report is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Conference Committee Report be adopted.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The Senator from the 1st District in South St. Louis County in South City. For what reason do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I inquire the Senator from Boone?
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. You know, I 10 got past me there real quick. I'm going to back up a little bit. On the major changes that that you have highlighted in your handout, the $127,500 in general revenue for the funding of NORC, is that the first time that we've funded that?
No, absolutely.
No, is that something that's been ongoing?
Yes, it has.
So what was the major change?
So the House had it out. The House had it out. We had it in.
The House had that.
This is not highlighting changes from past year's budget. This is highlighting the changes between the House and the Senate, what was resolved in conference.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Senator. Mr. President, could I inquire of the Senator from Cape?
The Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from Cape, may the Chair inquire of you.
Sure.
Senator, one of the great pleasures of presiding is to call on senators from all parts of the state and name their counties. May I ask you, who was Monsieur Girardeau?
Actually, Cape Girardeau was formed by Louis Lormer. I don't know who
the namesake
Girardeau was.
Okay. Thank you. Do you yield to the inquiry?
Do you yield, Senator?
I yield.
He yields. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, I know that that as we go through this process, you've been highlighting with the Senator from Boone.
Well, what I'm trying to do is just real briefly show it's not a revenue problem,
right.
It's a spending problem.
Right, exactly. And I know those things that you have been highlighting in particular have been new expenditures or new line items that are being added. Okay.
Right.
Well, and I appreciate that. There are, though, across this budget, things that have been funded in the past but have been questioned greatly by myself and others, you know, in the appropriations process, in committee. And there's one in House Bill 10 that I just couldn't let go without, you know, bringing it to everybody's attention. And that is NORCS. Have you ever heard of NORCS?
NORS?
NORCS.
NORCS.
N-O-R-C. NORCS.
It's Forks there, with an N.
It's what?
Forks with an N?
Right.
Norks?
Right. Okay. Norks.
Okay.
They are natural occurring retirement centers. Okay.
Okay.
So they're naturally occurring.
retirement centers. So my question every year when I see this come up in the
budget, $127,000.
Not a lot of money. Not a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Well, you know,
it's a lot of money to Mr. and Mrs. Joe Taxpayer.
That's right. That's true.
It's a lot of
money. But my question is always, if these retirement communities happen naturally, then why do they need the help of the taxpayer to fund them?
Well, obviously they're connected.
They're connected in some
way. They're connected to some politician someplace.
Yeah.
They keep putting money. You know, one of the first appropriations meetings that I ever sat on, because I served with former Senator Chuck Graham in the House, and Chuck was chair of a appropriations committee that the senator from the 13th, when he was budget chair of higher education. And I sat there, and there was a line item for I think it was $50,000 for boxed lunches for the Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And then Representative Gary Burton, who's now a lobbyist, kept fighting for that, and I was sitting in the Appropriations Committee, and I said, well, what is this $50,000 line item for boxed lunches in for the Special Olympics? Well, what is that? And he looked over at me at the time, I'll never forget it. What do you care? It's only $50,000. Now, you know, that attitude prevails itself and within the budget. Why? Because we're spending other people's money.
Right.
And if I could wave a magic wand, and I think much of what drives me philosophically in this body that may distinguish me from many of my colleagues is every time I spend a taxpayer dollar, I view it as if I'm spending my own money. And if I wouldn't spend my own money, if I had that much money, I'm surely not going to spend someone else's money for it. And I think that's what really, I hope, at some point, when I talk about in our caucus and I talk about in the Senate floor, where we decide to lead our fiscal policy in this state and what we choose to do, that we finally put on the glasses and the lenses of the people that are paying for all of this silliness.
Right.
There, I mean, I don't know if, I've never done a poll, I'm not planning on doing a poll, but if we asked and sent out, you know, to Mr. and Mrs. Missouri taxpayer, give me $100,000 to study the needs of the state capitol, what do you think they would say? And I understand that in that whole deal that the House agreed to reduce its core budget by almost $400,000. You know what we should have done for the taxpayers? We should have said to the House, thanks for the $400,000, and we ain't spending the other $100,000. You know, it's
right.
Not our money.
Right, right. You know, Senator, I just thought of something when you were talking about the concept of what you try to think of is when you spend a dollar that you think about, you know, it being somebody else's money or how you'd spend your own money,
that,
right?
That
it makes me think that, you know, it's a real disservice to the members of this body for only 10 of us to serve on the Appropriations Committee. I actually think that every senator in this body should serve on the Appropriations Committee. Now, some might say that that wouldn't be manageable, okay? But what an eye-opener it would be if the members of this body actually got the opportunity to go through our budget line by line.
You know, that
and
happened.
And see how we spend the people's money.
That happened yesterday morning, and I think a lot of people were shocked at what was going on in House Bill 18.
Well, exactly. And that made me think of that also.
Yeah.
I mean, we actually had to go through those $14 million.
There was a public school that got a grant for emerging industries.
Yeah,
Pipe Fitters got $200,000 for emerging industries in 18.
Right, right. I mean, if everybody in this body had to sit through an appropriations committee, you know, day in, day out, and actually see how we're spending the people's money, it'd be a much tougher vote to cast all these yes votes, Mr. President. Well, I'm inquiring you, aren't I? Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Mr. President,
Senator from the first.
Speak on the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I hadn't thought that I was going to be speaking on this bill, Mr. President, but I think that, again, You know, I do. I lament about this every year. I mean, out of the 9 years that I've spent in the General Assembly, seven of those have been on the appropriations committees. And there's nothing more important that we do in this process of governing than set the people's priority in establishing our budgets every year. And I don't know what the rest of my colleagues think about it. I mean, it's a lot of work, but every one of us should sit on the appropriations committee. I mean, maybe in our four-year terms, maybe there should be some kind of rotation. You know, maybe we can't have all 34 members, you know, serving on that committee. But it would be an eye-opener for every member of this body to experience it. Because when you see what we're spending the people's money on, and whether it's a dollar that's coming from the federal government, whether it's a dollar that's coming from general revenue, or whether it is a dollar that has come through dedicated sources, Mr. President, that those dollars belong to the people. They do not belong to government. And it is incumbent on us to know what we're voting yes for. I mean, we're surprised when we go through these conference reports and we see, you know, that, you know, with a little time that we spend on it on this side of the building and have discussion, that they come back and we're not even sure what the deal was, you know, between us and the House and some of these things where we took the House position. It's discouraging, Mr. President. This is the people's business, and I really just think that we ought to take, you know, a lot more time. I know there used to be a time in our history where we would do budget in one session and then come back and do legislation in the next. I think that we really have to have more input from all the people's representatives, you know, when we decide how to spend the people's money. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption of the conference committee substitute? The senator from the 24th in St. Louis County.
Just speak briefly to the senator from Boone. You know, I think I might concur with what the senator from the 1st just had to say. I think that the idea of having people roll off the appropriations committee makes a lot of sense. I know it's a huge time commitment. I know a lot of the things that are that end up in line items are things that are heard in committee hearings and testimony, and I know the senator from the 1st just mentioned one of them, the NARC, Natural Ongoing Recurring Retirement Community, which has been a huge, huge success, and net-net, as the senator from Cape would say, is a huge net positive to the state. But I know it's a big time commitment. It's easy to maybe miss a hearing or two, so I'm sure that that he didn't understand. He maybe missed that hearing when it was outlined exactly what that is and how much money it saves the state. But I would tend to agree with the senator from 1st. It's my freshman year and was pleased to serve in the committees I served on. But I think it'd be a great idea to have a lot of rotation on the appropriations committee and get everyone in this body an opportunity to see, you know, how things get made line by line. So thanks for the inquiry.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Boone, you're recognized to close.
I close on that motion, Mr. President.
The Senator from Boone moves that the conference committee report on House Bill 11 be adopted. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt,
aye.
Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones,
Senator from Stoddard votes aye. By your vote of 27 aye, 5 no, you've adopted the conference committee report. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Conference Committee substitute for the Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 11 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. Does any Senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that Conference Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 11 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Conference Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 11, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, and distributions of the Department of Social Services et al. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones,
by your vote of 27 aye, 5 no, the bill's received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone, you're recognized for privileged motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the conference committee report for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 12 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. All those depending on that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The report is before the body. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the conference committee report be adopted.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. Does any Senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the first was first on his feet.
How many think no?
Senator from the first, you're being recognized as you were the first to hop on your feet. For what reason do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the Senator from the 24th.
Senator from the 24th District in Central St. Louis County, do you yield to the inquiry from the Senator from the 1st from South St. Louis County? He does proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you for yielding. I'm just curious, and you may be right, I mean, because I don't know a lot about natural occurring retirement centers.
Yeah.
But how is it that we've documented that they've saved the taxpayers so much money?
Well, what they do, and this is...
Well, how have we documented it, Senator?
Well, I don't know. I'm not on the Appropriations Committee, so I didn't hear the presentation that they made.
Okay. But you got up and said that, you know, maybe I was out that day, and that's why I didn't know how much money
right.
they saved the taxpayers.
Right. Yeah. Maybe you don't know. Because maybe you were out that day.
Yeah. And I guess that every decision we make as far as how we appropriate the people's money should be on whether it saves the taxpayers or a dollar or not, or whether it creates a job, or whether, you know, we make our decisions based on you know, what the reaction or the consequence or, you know.
No, I don't.
Is that
I
what you're
understand.
Saying? I'm trying to figure out what you're saying as far as,
what
you know, whether we should be appropriating a dollar here or whether we should not.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is that, you know, we're in the process of third reading and voting in the law, the budget.
Right.
It's the end of the process. The process is a series of hearings and committee hearings, of which you're on the committee, you heard whatever you heard. And here it is on this day, this final vote, you stand up and you go through, you know, the line item, and you pick out one thing in the line item that you're going to point out to this whole body and say, here's an example of something that makes absolutely no sense.
I think that's appropriate. I think we should bring up the ridiculous things in the budget.
Exactly, how
many retirement communities do you have in your district, Senator? I've got a lot of them.
Of these, not enough. Because
yeah.
what this does,
right.
what this
right.
does, it's an organization that keeps seniors in their homes as long as they possibly can be in their homes
right.
before they go into a Medicaid nursing home.
And how are we doing that with that $127,000?
How are we doing that with $127,000?
Yeah. And how are we measure whether we're keeping in their homes?
That's for purposes of the Appropriation Committee. And that presentation is made, and your committee
right.
members heard the presentation, and they voted to include it in the budget or not to include it in the budget.
No, we didn't vote. We didn't vote on that. No, we vote on appropriations bills as a whole at the end of the process, but we don't vote on every individual issue within the budget.
Well, that's fine. Then I'm assuming the committee members have the opportunity after hearing the testimony to go to the chairperson and give their ideas of what should and shouldn't be in the bill.
Well, I suggested to the chairman that we take this out of the budget.
Right?
Yeah.
Entirely.
Yeah.
But you said you didn't hear the testimony.
I never said that. You said that I was out that day.
Well, why don't you explain to me why you think it's not a good idea to be in the budget?
You know, we could spend the people's money on a lot of different things that might be good ideas, okay? The fact of the matter is we cut the transportation to our schools, okay?
Okay.
We cut higher ed by, 6% on top of a, 6% cut last year or whatever it was, okay? We're talking about how do we make the decisions on the priorities of the people, right? And I don't know how this makes the cut.
Okay, and you had your opportunity.
And that's why I got up and said something about it.
Okay.
Not to provoke a response from you.
Well, there's all kinds of things you've done to provoke a response from me.
Right.
Okay, and maybe this is just the most recent. And I took it, and part of what you also said when you're other inquiry was this idea of we all should experience what it means to be on the Appropriations Committee. And I couldn't agree with you more.
Great. Good. I hope you'll sit in on the meetings next year. You can come in and sit in on the meetings and hear it line by line.
Sounds great.
What we spend the people's money on.
Right.
It'll turn your stomach.
No, I can imagine what we do. Yeah. I can imagine. And you've been on these committees for 7 years?
7 out of 9 years.
And you've been fighting this fight all 7 of those years.
That's right, I have.
So the big issue with the stimulus money was what? The fact that it was appropriated 2 years ago?
The big issue with the stimulus money is that 2 years ago we had an $8 trillion debt in this nation, and now we have over a $14 trillion
debt. No, but when the money first came into our budget, was that 2 years ago?
It's probably been appropriated a couple of times. I stood on this floor and said I was guilty, Senator. I stood on this floor and said I was guilty of voting to take this money before.
Right.
All right?
That was the tough vote. That was the tough vote 2 years ago. And did it reappropriate again last year? That was a tough vote last year, too.
Again, Senator, I'm dealing with where we are here today and the idea that our nation is buried in debt.
Okay.
And your position is...
And nobody else here is.
And your position is, let's go into the ashes. All right? So that's the difference between our positions.
Let's take principled stands when they can make a difference. That's my stance.
You know, Senator, I got...
What I learned at 2:30 in the morning the other night...
I got a call from the Huffington Post today, and they called to get... And, what you think about the Huffington Post one way or the other, I don't know, but they called and they wanted a response from me because there's a piece of legislation that's being introduced at the federal level, and it deals with the flexibility for states with their unemployment benefits as far as if they decide not to use those as an extension, that they might be able to use them as far as maybe paying down what their employers actually owe the federal government because of having to borrow money. And the Huffington Post wanted a comment from me to say, what do you think about the idea that what you did in Missouri, that the federal government is actually listening and they're introducing a bill to change the way that you can use unemployment compensation money.
So
I think they are listening, Senator.
Okay.
I think they are listening. Okay? And I think that we got to shout all the louder.
Okay. Well, that's great. I'm great that you're on the Huffington Post radar screen now.
Well, that's not the purpose. The purpose is to take the opportunity. That is not the purpose. No.
So not to have Huffington Post call you to ask your opinion on something is not the purpose. I'm clear.
That is clear. I want to be clear, Senator, because the purpose is that might be a byproduct of it. All right? The purpose is to stand in the gap on behalf of the taxpayers and speak the truth.
The truth is that this is a reappropriations bill and that every single dollar could be spent.
You know, Senator,
now
it doesn't make any difference if it's a reappropriations bill. Oh, it's about having the ability to stand on this floor and talk about the issues you want to talk about, just like you can. You've earned that right. You went out and got elected by the people in your district, and you have the ability to come down here and talk about issues. Not just, you know, punch the card and come in here and vote yes.
So I can just, this is my platform to talk about anything I want to talk about.
Anything you want.
In the whole world.
Anything.
That's exactly why they sent me here, huh? They sent me here to stand here and just open my brain up and let it fly.
As long as it serves them,
that's
Senator,
why they sent me here, huh?
As long as it serves the taxpayers,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah. I guess that's what I'm going to hear in the off season. I'll hear, God, you know, you didn't stand up and talk enough about what was going on in the national economy and the world economy, the world's political economy. You know, I can't.
You'd be surprised, Senator. You'd
oh,
be
yeah,
surprised.
The backlash is going to be huge.
I think that they will want you to, you know, use every opportunity. I mean, they're not mutually exclusive. I mean, you can also be talking about, you know, this how it relates to the state business and be doing the state business. But I bet you'd be surprised how many of your constituents, if you started talking about what those bozos are doing in Washington, D.C., they might be very receptive to that. Thanks, Senator. Mr. President.
Senator from the first.
Speak on the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you. Senator, Mr. President, I want to take the opportunity, as I have for the last 3 years, to speak about one of the most arrogant bunches that have ever graced our state government, and that is the judiciary. They have come once again to the appropriators and put forth their plan as far as how we were going to appropriate the monies that they use to run their branch of government. Taking on the role of the appropriators, they have told us for the last 2 years and for this year that we are currently appropriating for, that they will make the decision on how their money is spent, and that we just need to appropriate this gross amount to them in general revenue, and then they'll make the decision on what they impose on themselves as far as a self-withhold. Now, Mr. President, we don't do that with any other area in which we appropriate for, whether it be the executive branch or whether it be the legislative branch and our own budgets. So, what I'm doing, Mr. President, is I'm keeping a tally here. And this will be the third year in a row that they are able to, instead of taking a cut to their core, and it's been a 3% commitment each year, Mr. President, instead of taking a cut to their core so that when they come back each year, they start at the same place, unlike, for instance, last year, we appropriated $169 million to the judiciary, and that was based on the year before it was $169. So this year they're getting $170 million, okay? You know, they're getting $1 million more than they got the year before. So I'm not complaining about you, Senator. I thought you were part of the legislative branch. So, Mr. President, I'm just keeping a running tally here. The judiciary has offered up each year 3% of withholds, and my understanding is that they've let that amount lapse. So as we look at our situation next year and have to make tough decisions based on where we are, I've got a running total here just in case somebody else isn't keeping track, as far as where they would be as far as a core if they were taking a 3% cut to their core each year. So, Mr. President, I just want to let you know that I'm keeping track of that. You don't have to worry about it, you know, unless you don't want to inquire of me later on that. You know, I've got the number here. So as we get prepared for next year, depending on what our budget situation looks like, this might be considered low-hanging fruit. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the report? The senator from Buchanan County, for what reason do you seek recognition?
One and two, inquire of the senator from the first.
Senator from the first district, you yield to the inquiry.
I yield.
He does proceed.
Thank you. Senator, I just wanted to flesh out a little bit more about that naturally occurring retirement committee piece. Since I was in the committee and I clacked for you at the time, I said we ought to remove that. In fact, having served in the budget committee in the House for 5 years, I've always thought that we need to get rid of that program. Do you know of any programs at all that don't save the state money?
No. As a matter of fact, they come in with multiples. You know, every dollar that you spend here,
you're going to
save you a multiple.
Save a dollar, save 10.
I don't know if I've ever had anybody come in front of us and say that their program doesn't save.
What percentage of programs say that they save us money?
100%. I would say 80%.
Oh, I think 100% of.
You think it's 100%?
Probably. And what percentage of programs do you actually believe save the state money?
I don't know, Senator. I have to give it some thought. It's a pretty small percentage, though.
How would you figure out if the NORC program actually saves the state money?
Well, that's what I was trying to get out of the Senator.
The
from
thing
the 24th.
Is that
I don't know.
You know, but for the existence of the NORC, the state would spend X number of dollars more, or spends X number of dollars less. If the NORC program weren't there, the state would be spending X number of dollars more.
Right.
How can you prove that? How could? You'd have to look at all the different people who are participants, and then you would have to watch them and divide them into two groups. Some of them put in the NORC, some not, and then take the difference. The ones that go into the NORC program, you know, they don't end up in the nursing homes, and the ones that do go in the, or don't go into the NORC program, they do end up at nursing homes. Somehow you'd have to do some kind of a thing like that, wouldn't you?
Right, right. So,
but it's never been done, has it?
Not to my knowledge.
You know, one of the things that the NORC does is it changes light bulbs for older people that are participants. Do you think it's the place of government to help older people change their light bulb? I mean,
Is that a rhetorical question, Senator?
Well, yeah. What is the place of government? How many years has the NORC program been in existence, Senator? Many, right?
Well, I can kind of recall
at least
talking about it for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. Yeah.
Once a program is in existence and it's been shown to save money, shouldn't it either go statewide or be eliminated? Doesn't it violate the Equal Protection Clause of our Constitution if you allow it to be in one area of the state and not provide it everywhere?
Makes sense, yeah.
Well, that's what
I don't know
why
they're not happening in my area.
Well, I heard the request for good reasons for why we should eliminate it. It should be eliminated because it is not available statewide. We don't have the money to put it statewide, so my constituents in St. Joe can't benefit from it if it really was that great of a thing. The other reason is this is not the place of government to do it.
Right.
And my last question to you is, will the program be there next year after the budget program process? If we have to cut $700 million, what's your prediction? What's your prediction as to the fate of the NORC program if we have to cut $700 million out of the budget next year?
Well, you know, I think that it probably, again, would be characterized as low-hanging fruit, but I also would say that NORC, that community, I think that it will do very well without its 127,000.
No,
I think it'll be just fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I just would bet that it gets eliminated from the budget, unless that special interest is as powerful as they seem to be.
Right.
Because they do seem to be very powerful. Anyway, thank you for the
thank
inquiry.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the conference committee report? Hearing none.
May I inquire the senator from the 24th?
Senator from Boone, the senator from the 24th, do you accept the inquiry?
I do.
He does proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Well, Senator, I was there for the presentation on the NORC. And by the way, it's $127,000 annually, which translates into, for those that receive benefits under the NORC, $74.70 per person per year. That's $74 a year for those same individuals, which are Medicaid and nursing home eligible, if they went into a nursing home, we would pay $120 a day. And pursuant to a study from Washington University, for those participants in the NORC, there is an 82% reduction in nursing home placement. So
in my understanding,
is a 7-to-1 return on investment of money that we would be paying anyway.
I appreciate getting the numbers, and my understanding is the group has tried time and time again to expand this type of assistance program to all parts of the state, and that time and time again, they're very grateful to walk away from the appropriations process with just keeping their funding.
Thank you, Senator.
So any other senators out to be heard on the conference report? Hearing none, Senator from Boone, you're recognized to close.
I close on the motion.
The Senator from Boone moves the conference committee report on House Bill 12 be adopted. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
The senator from Clinton votes aye. Senator from the 10th votes aye. Senator from St. Francis votes aye. Senator from Cape votes no. Senator from the 4th votes aye. Senator from Lewis votes aye. Senator from Clay votes aye. By your vote of 28 aye, 4 no, the conference committee report is adopted. The senator from Boone.
Move that the conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 12 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Boone moves that the conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 5 be read a third time and placed 12 be placed upon its final passage. Secretary, call the roll.
What I say?
Conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 12, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the chief executive's office and mansion et al. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 24th votes aye. By your vote of 28 aye, 4 no, the bill's received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Let the journal, with hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd District in St. Charles County.
Thank you, Mr. President. ABC 17 News has been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today. Mr. President.
Senator from the 23rd.
Would you ask the Secretary of the Senate if there are messages from the House? And if there are, would you have those read?
Secretary, are there messages from the House? There are. Read them.
Please. Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 13 and has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 13. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
The junior senator from St. Charles.
Would you recognize the senator from Boone?
Senator from Boone.
On a privilege motion.
Senator from Boone, you're recognized for privilege motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Conference Committee report for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 13 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Boone. The bill is for the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that the Conference Committee report be adopted.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I close on that motion.
Senator from Boone moves that we adopt the conference committee report. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Grundy votes aye. By your vote of 28 aye, 4 no, the conference committee report is adopted. Senator from Boone.
Chance I get, I did want to make the comment that I want to thank the President Pro Tem for giving me the responsibility of handling the budget this year. We were very fortunate to have a Pro Tem who's a former budget chair and understands the budget backwards and forwards. It was a tremendous benefit to me to have that resource available, and he had tremendous input in the budget, and I appreciate his input on that. I want to thank all of my colleagues in the Senate, especially in the waning days when we had some maneuvering by the House, and we had a lot of input from our colleagues here in the Senate, and I really appreciate everybody's involvement with that. I especially want to thank the senators on the committee, the senators from the 2nd, the 13th, the 1st, the 8th, the 9th, the 16th, 31st, 34th, for their wonderful cooperation in that committee and working with me to get that budget crafted in committee and get it out here. And I especially want to thank the outstanding staff that we have in Senate Appropriations, Dan Hogg, who's the director, Adam Koenigsfeld, Angie Giddings, Trevor Foley, Pam Geiling, Alex Tuttle, Michelle Cleethermas, and the incomparable and infamous Jeannie Walton. And without their assistance, we could not get this budget through as smoothly as we do. And I want to thank them for that, Mr. President. And with that, Mr. President, I move that the Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 13 be third read and finally passed.
Does any other senators desire to be heard? The senator from the 2nd was first on his feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire the senator from Boone?
Senator from Boone, do you yield to the inquiry from the senior senator from St. Charles? He does.
Senator, thank you very much for your leadership, but most importantly, you trimmed the senator from Stoddard's thank you speech by 99% from last year, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Senator from St. Francis. Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
This is a very friendly inquiry. We've had some people patiently sitting up in the upper gallery. I don't even know where they're from, but they probably don't know that where we're at, and it sounds like we're just voting on things that we don't talk about. But the budget chairman, the appropriations chairman, the senator from Boone, is finalizing these. We've went over them line by line. By law, we have to have them done by tomorrow, the budget for next year, and that's what we're doing one by one, the individual budgets of the state. And we've already went over these. We've compromised. We went to the House, and now they've voted on the House and back here. So since there's nobody that has a scoreboard or sells programs outside, that's kind of what we're doing. And since the House is in recess right now, we have to wait for them to come back to finish the other bills. I thought I'd let them know, since I'm sure we'll do something else here shortly. Thank you,
Thank
Senator.
You,
I just wanted to inform them what's happened.
Thank you.
They've been very patient and nice up there. Quiet.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator, you're recognized to close.
With that, Mr. President, I close.
The senator from Boone moves that the conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 13, that's 1-3, be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 13, an act to appropriate money for real property leases, related services, utilities, systems, furniture, structure modifications, and related expenses for the several departments of state government et al. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt,
aye.
Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Clay.
Aye. Votes aye.
Senator from Johnson. As an aye. Senator from Gentry. Is he recorded? Senator from Cape. Votes no. By your vote of 28 aye, 4 no, the bills received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Stoddard.
On a point of personal privilege.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Earlier this year, I lifted what at sometimes felt like a pretty heavy weight off of my shoulders, and I put that weight on the shoulders of the senator from Boone. I appointed him as the new appropriations chairman, and as the year progressed, I believe his job became even more daunting. And although we are now just beginning to climb out of this great recession, it's important to know we are building from a much lower base of money than where we were just 2 years ago. In fact, back in fiscal year 2008, Missouri hit a high water mark, taking in just a little over $8 billion in general revenue. And our 2010 figures for general revenue, they dropped all the way down to $6.774 billion. So you can see the dramatic decrease that we have taken in general revenue. In January, we received the governor's budget recommendations. But the senators on our appropriations committee had actually already begun the hard work of crafting out a budget. I chose the senator from Boone because I knew he was a person who could take charge and lead our state and its budget through these difficult times, and all the while protect and continue our commitment to education. And to that end, this budget has a $10 million more for K-12 transportation funding and $12 million more for Missouri's 2- and 4-year universities, more than what the governor recommended. A tenacious leader, he was calm and collected as budget negotiations tensed, bringing us together to pass a balanced budget on time. And along with the senator from Boone, this monumental task could not have been accomplished without the hard work from the members of our Appropriations Committee. So I'd like to take this time to thank the Vice Chairman, the Senior Senator from St. Charles, the Senator from Johnson, the Senator from the 1st, the Senator from Buchanan, the Senator from the 8th, the Senator from Phelps, the Senator from the 13th, the Senator from the 9th. Your colleagues join me in thanking all of you on the Senate Appropriations staff and Chairman Schaefer, and certainly the Appropriations staff for your work in crafting Missouri's state operating budget. Thank you, Senator, and thank the Appropriations staff and the members of the committee, and congratulations on a job well done.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you ask the Secretary if there are conference committee appointments, and if there are, would you please have those read in?
Are there conference committee appointments, Secretary? She says there are. Please read them.
Conference committee appointments on Senate committee substitute for House Bill 142 as amended. Senators Dempsey, Mayer, Parson, McKenna, and Curls.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you ask the Secretary of the Senate if there are messages from the House? Would you please have those read?
Are there messages from the House? There are. Please read them.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the Speaker has appointed the following conference committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 282 as amended. Representatives Duggar, Smith of the 150th, Cox, Conway of the 27th, and Newman. Also, the Speaker has appointed the following conference committee to act with the like committee from the Senate on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 135 as amended. Representatives Jones of the 89th, Rusick, Pollack, Holzman, and Brown of the 50th. Also, the Speaker has appointed the following conference committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 142 as amended. Representatives Gatchenberger, Deal, Lauer, Quinn, and Taylor. Also, the Speaker has appointed the following conference committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 8 as amended. Representatives Fisher, Nolte, Richardson, Meadows, and McManus. Also, the Speaker has appointed the following conference committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 173 as amended. Representatives Searpoint, Long, Smith of the 150th, Fowlert, and Casey. Also, the House refuses to recede from its position on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 220 as amended and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Also, the House refuses to adopt Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 101 as amended and requests the Senate to recede from its position, and failing to do so, grant the House a conference thereon and the conferees be allowed to exceed the differences on sections 311.088 and 311.486. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Junior Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate go to the order of business of announcements. I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Announcements. Junior Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. For those in the chamber, those listening at home and throughout the state of Missouri, we will be waiting for the House to pass the four remaining budget bills, the reappropriations bills, and the maintenance bills. And so I am going to be making a recess motion for the Senate to resume in about a half an hour. But we will come back in for an adjournment motion when those four budget bills are passed.
Further announcements. Senator from the 11th.
Senator from 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
I wanted to clarify something. If the House takes those bills up and passes them, you'll just adjourn. If everything happens as we think it will happen,
right,
there will not be any votes of this body remaining on those four budget bills.
Yes, correct.
They'll just take them up with the Senate
They'll take
committee
them up and truly
and
agree
them.
Them.
Okay.
All right, thank you. If they do that. I mean, that's what...
Right.
Further announcements. Junior Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand in recess until 4:30 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from St. Charles. All those in favor of that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. We will stand in recess. until 4:30 this day.